start out and just ask for some forgiveness, because I've been working hard on this conference for a while now, and to get my thoughts all together on a topic that I've been working on and living for 10 years, it was hard to put my thoughts all on it. So I've been writing on it for a while, and then this morning I woke her up, and I was like, let me print it out, and I printed it out, and I got it here, and I've been making food, and I lost it. So we're just going to go with what we got here. So I'm going to start out and just say, I was asked to speak on activism, and that's what I like to call, and I put it in there, a hopeful gift for a better world. And I think we've been provided with a lot of hope this weekend, and that's really what I am more than any of the other things that I'm described as, is a networker. And I really enjoy and love to have this experience, to get so many amazing people in one space to be able to talk, connect, and try to like find ways to move forward. What are we going to do next? That's the real question. So I guess it's good I'm going last, because those are the questions we're going to have to start asking ourselves over the next couple of days. So what I want to do is show you what my activism is, where I found my voice. And, well, I got to say thank you to Frida, too, because she's my mentor. And usually I'm on the other side of this. I'm listening to all the people talk. So this is my very first time to speak in front of a large crowd of people, so I want to be really honest about that. So I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm going to get out of that by doing what makes me, like, in my power and what helped me find my voice. And it's called Radical Cheerleading. And I know there's been a ton of people that have asked about it. And so this is the opportunity right now. So I know some people have, like, ooh, we hate cheerleaders. Ooh, what they represent. This is our time to reclaim that. We're reclaiming all the cheerleaders inside of us, finding our passion and love for something new, right? Okay, but what I want to do first is unify us in something that we all probably don't like so much. So I want all the cheerleaders to come down. I got a crew. We got a crew. Come on down, all the cheerleaders. And if you've ever wanted to be a cheerleader, come on up here. About 8 years that we've been developing this idea, and it's gone around the world now. It's in Poland. People write from Poland asking about it, so Russia, all over the place. But it is definitely an American icon, and we twisted it to what we needed it to say. And so I think that's what we're providing the needs of whatever the issue is. So that's what Radical Cheerleading is about. And what it helped me do was travel throughout the country and meet people all over the place, and then through that process, started being a part of the mass mobilizations against the WTO, against the IMF, Seattle, DC, wherever that was. In Philly 4 years ago, a large number of my friends were arrested in Philadelphia at the RNC. We came back from that really, really beaten, really, really hurt, like a lot of us feel right now after this last election. And so what we did, we're like, well, we know what we're against. We all know we're against Bush, right? But what are we for? That's the question, right? Yeah. So
So we all got together and we were like, what is it that we're for? What can we create? What can we make? You know? So what we did is we were gifted a beautiful space in Austin, Texas that, similar to some of the situations like Tracy Gehry, like Genevieve Baum, people like this that have the resources they gave to us. We were given this huge warehouse and we created it into a space. There's a large number of people here that have been a part of that have helped with that process. And it's called the Rhizome Collective. And rhizomes are those little roots that run under the ground, right? And that's the kind of revolution I'm talking about. It's a revolution of consciousness, of our minds, that what we're doing here, connecting on that level. And so anyway, we got together, and what we're doing is we're providing a space for 9 different organizations, 9 different groups for social change to work out of there. We've also got some land that was also just given to us recently. And so on that land, there's going to be some permaculture projects. There's all kinds of stuff. And I want to direct you to Stacy, if you'll stand up. Just stand up. Because what we're trying to do is create some models and actually live what we're preaching, you know, taking the theory into practice. And I know that we're here, and that's what I really want us to do, is to look in our hearts and what are our values? What are these mothering values? And how can we really practice that with our sisters, with our friends? I mean, like, I want to name out some values that are the patriarchal values. And give me the opposite of that, okay? Domination. Okay. Greed.
Generosity.
Yeah. So let's start practicing some of those in our lives. And even within this kind of crowd where we're all together, let's really cooperate and really work together. That's what I'm like. What I'm feeling is like, speaking from my heart, is that's what I know. That's what I've been working on this conference the whole weekend, and I'm like, okay, this is great. We have all these theories, but now, like, how can we, like, connect on that amongst each person here to go back to our communities and do that? As a Zapatismo, that's in their language, is like, it's an international network of people that we're building, that's creating this new world. But what are we doing locally? What are we doing in our home? And so that's what I'm inspired to say that. And I definitely want to talk about burnout, too, is that so many of us work so, so hard. It's we're giving everything we've got, and we've got to make time to honor the time when people need a break and really respect that, you know? I mean, especially right now, and all this talk of the dark goddess, and I was just like, whoa, we are in that time right now, you know? Like, we need to go inside and, like, what is next for us? Because that first day you heard that election news, hurt, you know? It's just like shock. We all felt it. But we all know that the other answer didn't carry. We all knew that. The whole world knew that too. So it's what we're doing right here, and I'm so excited about being a part of this process, and I don't know, I'm probably leaving out everything that I had written in my little speech. I'm so nervous. But this is a gift to Pandora. Right there, it's a little altar that I made before I came, and I had been researching her, and I was so excited to hear you speak on her. And but yeah, the giver of all gifts, that's her, you know, and we're her. That's who we are. So that's really all I have to say, and I have a little cheer to close this up. And just what I was saying about cheers provide the needs for whatever issue at hand, and the issue at hand today is the gift economy. Maybe I did write this down. No, I'm just going to do it. Okay. And this is actually the very first time that we cheered in South Florida when our little squad got together. And like I said, it's gone out around the world, but the very first time, there was a little crew of us, maybe 5 people. And so we had written a number of cheers, and we're like, let's go out in the street and do them and just see how people respond and get our little cheerleading skirts on. Let's go, you know? And then sometimes we dress up as men. We do whatever, you know? It's shock value is it's a creative means to get your message out there. And sometimes you have to be creative to get your message out. We all know that, right? For people to listen? Okay. Okay, so this is based on the very first cheer that was ever written, but it goes, the capitalist system doesn't work no more. What did you say? I said the gift economy came before. What did you say? We said stomp. Smash the state. Let's liberate patriarchy, go to hell, another woman to rebel. Organize and raise some hell, create something new, rebel.
Thank you, Brecken.